From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He says this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
Now, we're not presently in a crisis. As Managing Director Lagarde pointed out a short while ago, we're not in a state of alarm, but in a state of alert.
Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to bring back tighter controls on its border with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. A suicide bomber killed at least 4 people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduled to hold their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. The meeting, scheduled for April 20th at NATO headquarters in Brussels, will take place at the ambassadorial level. 2 Turkish soldiers were killed and at least 50 people were injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district of Diyarbakir province.
Se ainda havia alguma dúvida.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday branded Vice President Michel Temer a traitor. She said Temer is a conspirator trying to engineer a coup. This is VOA News. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is ruling himself out as a Republican presidential candidate. Ryan held a news conference Tuesday afternoon in Washington, D.C., following weeks of speculation that he was plotting to emerge as the Republican presidential nominee at the party's convention later this year.
We have too much work to do in the House to allow this speculation to swirl or to have my motivations questioned.
Ryan says he has no plans to run for president and would refuse the nomination if it was offered to him. The United Nations Children's Fund reports a sharp rise in the use of child suicide bombers by the Nigeria-based militant group Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein reports.
UNICEF says the number of known child suicide attacks in Nigeria and neighboring Chad, Cameroon, and Niger spiked to 44 last year, up from 4 the year before. The agency, however, says it believes the actual numbers are higher. UNICEF's regional director for West and Central Africa, Manuel Fontaine, says these children should be considered as victims, not as perpetrators. Fontaine says deceiving children and forcing them to carry out deadly acts is one of the most horrific aspects of the violence in Nigeria and neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday touted the benefits of 2 free trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the proposed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. He spoke to a Los Angeles international policy group about the PACs, which have faced criticism from some members of Congress, trade groups, and presidential candidates.
This is not your parents' or your grandparents' trade agreement. TPP is the highest standard trade deal ever reached, period.
John Kerry. The Chinese government does not like the statement by G7 foreign ministers expressing concern over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman accused the G7 of hyping up maritime issues and fueling tensions in the region. Without specifically mentioning China, the G7 statement expressed opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions that could alter the status quo and increase tensions. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged 2 people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. It says they were involved in the rental of an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.